On the night of the 14th day of Nisan, we would check for chametz by the light of the candle. The 14th day of Nisan is Erev Pesach, and we have to dispose of the chametz in our possession before Pesach, so we would not be over on Baye Ra and Baye Matzah, and no chametz should be seen or found in our possession during the days of Pesach. So therefore, we search for the chametz, and any chametz that we find, we would dispose of. Now, the Tana says, or Larbazar, the light of the 14th, but actually the Tana means the night of the 14th. However, the Tana doesn't want to start off the Masechta by saying night, which implies darkness, which is not a Lishna Maya, it's not a refined Lashon. So instead, the Tana uses the term or, which is a more refined Lashon, just like we find that Chazal often calls somebody who cannot see a Sagi Nor, somebody who sees very well. So too, the Tana calls the night of the 14th, or is the light of the 14th, even though the Tana really means the night of the 14th. Now, the reason we search for the chametz is so that we can dispose of the chametz and not be over and buy Ra and buy Matzah. Even though it would be enough just to be mevatel the chametz, to annul the chametz, and to forfeit our possession of the chametz, and you would not have to get rid of the chametz since the chametz is no longer in your possession. However, the Tana is afraid that if you annul the chametz and forfeit your possession of it without getting rid of it, maybe sometime during Pesach, you'll find a nice piece of chametz and you'll regret that you forfeited your possession of it, and you'll regain possession of it, and you'll be over on Bayi Ra and Bayi Matzah. So therefore, it is preferable to search for the chametz and get rid of the chametz, so you will have no chametz in your possession over Pesach. And some say the reason why you have to search for the chametz and get rid of it, even though may ikar hadin, it would be enough just to forfeit your possession of it, is because we're afraid that maybe you'll find chametz in your house over Pesach, and you'll forget that it's Pesach, and you'll eat the chametz. So therefore, it's preferable to dispose of all chametz in your possession, so you won't find any chametz at all over Pesach. Any place that you don't bring chametz there during the year, you don't have to search out those places on the night of the 14th for any chametz that might be there. And since you don't normally bring chametz to those places, you don't have to be concerned that maybe somehow there is chametz in those areas. And you don't have to search those areas at all on the night of the 14th. So if you don't have to search for chametz in places that you don't normally bring chametz to during the year, why have Chazal taught us that you have to check for chametz in the first two rows of the wine cellar? A person doesn't normally bring chametz to the wine cellar. So why do you have to search the wine cellar for chametz? So the Mishnah answers, Makom shemachnisim bo chametz. The reason why you have to search the wine cellar is because the first two rows of the wine cellar is a place that sometimes chametz is brought to. Now sometimes during a meal, you run out of wine, and you send the waiter down to the wine cellar to bring some more wine. And sometimes the waiter will have some bread in his hand when he goes down to the wine cellar. So it is possible that there would be some chametz in the wine cellar. Beishamei says, when Chazal teach us that we have to check two rows of wine in the wine cellar for chametz, Chazal have in mind the entire front row of wine and the entire top row of wine. And the way they set up the wine in the wine cellar, they would stack the barrels of wine, one on top of the other, from one side of the wine cellar to the other, and from the front of the wine cellar to the back. According to Beishamei, the first row of wine that you have to check are all the barrels of wine that face the entrance from one side of the wine cellar to the other and from the floor to the ceiling. All those barrels of wine that face the entrance, the front row of barrels of wine, they all have to be checked for chametz. That's the first row of wine that you have to check for chametz. And the second row of wine that you have to check are all the barrels that are on the top. Every single barrel that's on the top that faces the ceiling has to be checked. From one side of the wine cellar to the other, and from the front to the back, all the top barrels of wine have to be checked for chametz, according to Beishamei. So the two rows of wine are all the wines that are in the front that face the entrance, and all the wines that are on the top. Beis Hillel is much more lenient than Beishamei. According to Beis Hillel, the only barrels of wine that you have to check are in the front row of wine that are on the top. The barrels of wine that are on the top near the ceiling and that also face the entrance that are in the front row. That row of wine has to be checked. So the only barrels that have to be checked are the barrels of wine that are stacked up in the front of the wine cellar. Those barrels that are on the top and also the row underneath it have to be checked. So he's much more lenient than Beis Shammai, as according to Beis Hillel, the only barrels you have to check are the barrels that were stacked on the top next to the ceiling, and only those barrels that face the entrance plus the row underneath it, those are the barrels of wine that have to be checked. So according to Beis Hillel, you only have to simply enter the wine cellar, check the barrels of wine that face the entrance, those barrels that are next to the ceiling, plus the row underneath it that also faces the entrance. Those barrels have to be checked. The rest of the barrels of wine do not have to be stacked. We don't have to be concerned that there would be chametz in the other barrels of wine. The reason being is when the waiter goes into the wine cellar to get wine, he will take the wine from the top row that faces the entrance. He would take from those barrels of wine first, and then he would take from the barrels of wine that are underneath it. So therefore, only in those barrels of wine do we have to be concerned there would be chametz. We don't have to be concerned there would be chametz in any other barrels of wine that are in the wine cellar. Second Pesach in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Ein Chayshu Shem Agir Ochud, Mibayis L'Bayis, U'Mimakom L'Makom. We don't have to be concerned that maybe a weasel dragged chametz from one house to another house, or from one place in the house to another place in the house. When we're checking for chametz on the night of the 14th, and we check part of our house for chametz, and we still have not yet checked the other part of the house, we don't have to be concerned that maybe a weasel took chametz from the part of the house that we had not yet checked for chametz, and brought the chametz to the part of our house that we already checked, and we should have to recheck the part of our house, even though we found no chametz there, as maybe after we checked it, the weasel brought chametz to that part of the house. And the only way to get around this problem would be to check the entire house at one time by bringing a lot of people and having them all check all the rooms at the same time. But we don't have to be concerned for that. So therefore, we don't have to bring a lot of people to check all the rooms at the house at the same time. It came because if we would be concerned that a weasel would drag chametz from one place in the house to another, mechatzer lechatzer, umeir leir, ein ledavar sof, we should also have to be concerned that a weasel would drag chametz from one courtyard to another courtyard, or from one town to another town, then there would be no end to rechecking for chametz. And if we're concerned that the weasel would bring chametz from one courtyard to another, or from one town to another, even after we checked our entire house for chametz, maybe the weasel brought chametz from a courtyard that had not yet checked for chametz, and the weasel deposited that chametz in our house that we already checked. So we would have to recheck the house, so there would be no end to our rechecking for chametz. So therefore, we do not have to be concerned that a weasel would drag chametz from one place to another. Instead, we could simply check our house one room at a time, and if we find no chametz in the house, we no longer have to be concerned for chametz.